Hey guys, Felicia here. Happy Sunday. Before we start the show, I just want to remind you that there are free career management guides that I have created from all the great show content that you have come to know and love. So head on over to trillmba.com, sign up for Career Freebies, and you will have access to all the PDFs that we have created so far and all the new PDFs we're working on now. So head on over to trillmba.com and get your career guides today. Now, let's start the show. Welcome to the Trill MBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, you guys, and welcome back to the show. I appreciate you guys listening every week. So today, I'm going to talk about something that you may have heard of looming all over the news.
It sent a jolt of anxiety.
At some point, we're going to have a recession.
And is ringing bells for economists looking for signs of a looming recession.
Cumulative growth has not been that high.
Says the clock is now ticking on a recession.
Recession worries rattle Wall Street.
The next recession. Now, the last recession we had started December of 2007, and it was named the Great Recession. During the Great Recession, I was fortunate because I started business school in August of 2008. For the worst of the recession, I was insulated at a top business school, and companies that downsized were still looking to build their pipelines. So although recruiting is never easy, I didn't feel the pain that the class of 2008 and 2009 felt. There were a number of people I knew from the class of 2009 that had their full-time offers rescinded. So can you imagine you're about to graduate and you get a call saying, hey, you know that job you thought you had? And then you're about to graduate. You're supposed to be all happy. And now you have to start your job hunt all over again in the midst of an economic downturn. I'm blessed. Thank you, God. I realize now I was so blessed. But here we are, a little over 10 years later, and everything points to another recession. It's looming over our heads, and it's predicted to hit in the next 6 to 18 months. Are you ready? If not, you better wake up and pay attention.
If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention. If you wanna be somebody, if you wanna go somewhere, you better.
Unfortunately, we don't have too many minutes to wait. So let me get into what we can do now to prepare ourselves for the next recession that President Agent Orange Twitter fingers is speeding up 280 characters at a time. Thanks for nothing. First, let's talk about your current job. So I'm going to break down some steps you need to be doing now and some things that you need to be thinking about as you work to keep your job during this impending recession. So number one, attitude is everything, especially for us as Black women. When business is tough, people operate out of fear. They complain, and in general, everybody's unpleasant. So unfortunately, although we may be having the same feelings because we are human, contrary to popular belief, we cannot afford to be that person. Not ever. But especially during times when people are being laid off. So you don't want to be the negative Nelly in the office, especially during economic downturns. Secondly, you need to really do some deep reflection and understand your role and the role of your department in the company. You need to figure out, are you in a job or department that is a cost center or a revenue generator? What you mean? Like, I come to work, I add value, Felicia. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, pay attention. So in every business, you have the people and the functions that directly correlate to sales, top line revenue. And then you have all the other people and functions that support that activity. So you have manufacturing, right? They directly impact sales. So they're not quite a cost center. They're seen as a part of the revenue generator, but there are roles within the operations function that may be seen as a cost center. So if you're in the type of role where your whole job is to figure out how to make sure the plant keeps running and doesn't break down, according on the company culture, you could be seen as necessary, or you could be seen as unnecessary, or something that a computer could do or could be automated. These are the things that you need to think about. Is your role generating revenue, or is your role a cost to the company? And although it might be a necessary cost, how necessary is it to make sure the lights stay on? And the reason why you need to understand this is because when the company starts looking at where can we cut back, you're a little bit more insulated if you can show direct value between you and gaining revenue. So I hope that makes sense. Another example is, if you're a sales associate and you're especially a top performer, they're not going to let you go so easy because you are directly bringing in money to the organization. And at a time where there's an economic downturn, and if you're in a business where people use their discretionary income to buy whatever your business is selling, you have to hedge all of your bets. So, salesperson, not gonna let go of so easily. Marketing person, yeah. And I hate to say that because as a marketer, I feel that I'm so extra important. But I guarantee you, listen, when it's time to cut the fat, marketing, I love y'all, but sometimes we're seen as fat. Now, thirdly, even if you're in a cost center role, you have to be sure that how you add value is either saving the company money or making the company money. And you have to be able to show that plain and simple. And if you understand how your role makes the company money, then you need to make sure you're socializing that with your manager's peers, and your manager's manager. And they need to understand what wins you're putting up on the board. Now, this is something you should be doing anyway, But at a time when a recession is coming, this is even more critical. Again, you must do this with finesse. Don't want to toot your own horn in an off-putting way, but you must toot toot and beep beep happily and joyfully all around the organization. You want to couch your wins in a win for the team, too. So a win for me is a win for the team. We all win when I'm winning. I know. This is that political bullshit. Yes, it is. But it's easier to find another job when you have a job. So this advice is, if you want to put yourself in the best position to keep your current job, after the break, I'll talk about the steps you need to take if your job is on shaky ground today, even before this damn recession. We'll be right back. Hey guys, real quick, want to let you know the 30-minute coaching calls are no longer free, but they're not expensive at all. So for 30 minutes, you pay $40 and I will give you my all. And I will really try to keep it within 30 minutes. I'm gonna try real hard, y'all. Y'all know I like to talk. Why else would I do a podcast? So I can run my mouth. No, but seriously, I love helping you guys. I love letting you know that you are not alone in these situations, that you aren't the first Black woman to go through it, and you definitely won't be the last. But hopefully one day we will all be the last and we can really work to change the environments that we have to work in order to survive. I don't want us to just survive. I want us to thrive, and we can, and we will. So if you find yourself stuck in a work situation, invest in yourself. Go to trillmba.com/coaching and let me help you. And I'm really good at what I do. It's a little gift. So if you need some help, I'm here. If you have a quick question, you can always email ask@trillmba.com. I'm always happy to answer emails. So with that said, let's get back into the show. All right, before the break, I was telling you some steps you need to make sure you're doing if you want to keep your current job through this impending recession. But now let's think through if your job is on shaky ground. Now, you probably bend and needed to leave, and you probably already know that, but now is the time to get a new gig. Right now is the best time to be out and about in the job market. All the companies have done their little dirty restructuring at the end of last year. They've moved around folks left. And now they're looking outside the organization to fill empty roles before the year ends so that they don't lose the headcount that they fought for. So if your current job is shaky, i.e., you and your boss are lukewarm at best, your last performance review was less than stellar and had a lot to be desired, you no longer can hide your frustration with the job and the folks you work with. So if you're walking around with resting bitch face, and not because you really have resting bitch face, then I hope that resume is right and tight and ready to be sent out, because baby girl, it's time. Like, you need to get out there. So please send it out, get out there, get very intentional and find a new role ASAP. Now is the time. Do it now. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Do not hem and haw. Do not think about it. Just do it. Also, be thoughtful about the industry you're in as well. For example, if you are in healthcare, although the turnover is extremely high in healthcare, and it is a very tough industry, it's not really going to go anywhere because let's face it, sick people need health care. And the way our food supply is, the way we got toxins all around us from industrialization, we need doctors, we need medicine, we need nurses, we need healthcare, we need all the people who support this whole industry. So even in an economic downturn, you still will have to go to the doctor. And God hope and willing that you're able to go to the doctor. So look at industries that no matter what, they're going to be here. Unless, you know, they fire off all the nukes and we're all dead, and then it won't matter. But we're going to ask God to protect us from that, right? Woo. Lord help us. But let's say you work in hospitality. Well, that's a luxury. Like going on vacation, staying in hotels. That's when you got extra money. And luxury items get cut quick from family budgets when they need to be tightened up, especially in a recession. So some food for thought. And it's not easy to change industries. Trust me, I have tried. I'm in an industry that people cut back on when they need to tighten their belt. So I get this. But changing industries isn't the only thing you can do to prepare for the recession. Leaving your current company for a company in a better financial position is also very favorable. And so you need to do your research, dive into all their investor relations material, if they are publicly held, if they are privately held, even better. Just be intentional about the companies that you entertain during your job search. It's just like dating. So, speaking of staying ready, recessions are actually full of opportunity.
Wow. Bloody
hell. After the break, I share a couple financial moves I will be trying to make when the next recession hits. We'll be right back. I want to share a review that I received on August 25th, 2019 by Lisa Brown 838. And I'm just so grateful, you guys. So the title of this review is Awesome and Much Needed and Thank You. Lisa says, thank you to this young lady. I love you for that. She says, thank you to this young lady. I wish I would have had such a form when I was younger. Every episode I've listened to, I also have experienced or knew someone who had a similar situation in the workplace, state government job. I enjoy listening to her show every week. Felicia is incredible, talented, fearless, and innovative. Well, thank you, girl. The information she gives her listeners as an MBA in corporate America or not, as a Black woman working, her show is extremely helpful, comforting, and real. Today's episode, 825-19, was phenomenal. Keep going, Felicia. I support your show 100%. Well, first off, Lisa, let me say thank you, girl. Like, thank you. I really hope that everything I put into this show is super helpful to everyone. And it has come to my attention that sometimes when I talk to you guys, you know, offline, off the record, that you feel like when I'm on the show, I'm actually sharing your specific situation. And I want you to know, if you ever hear yourself in the show, that is because there were many, 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 many people that were going through very, very similar things. And as Lisa has pointed out, there's so many similar situations in the workplace. So I do this and I create every episode with the multitudes in mind. And so if you do contact me for coaching or guidance, or you send me an email, just know that you are one of many, and it has come up so much that I have to address it in the show. And I will continue to do that because you are not alone. It is not only you going through these situations at work. And you would be surprised at how many times you could take one person's story and just swap names, and it's the same exact story. It's pretty scary, you guys. But I want you to stay positive. I want you to keep leaving me reviews. If you listen on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, wherever you can leave a review, wherever you can rate the show, wherever you can share the show, please continue to do that. Because my only goal is getting the information that you need to help you survive and thrive in corporate America out into the world so that we can all have somewhere we can go and get the help that we really, truly need without feeling a certain kind of way or without being dinged. So I love you guys. Have a great week. And let's get back to the show. All right, we're back. Now, we talked about what you need to do if you want to keep your current job during the next recession. Let's say your current job is shaky. We talked about what you need to do to go ahead and jump ship and do it now and look for a new job and things to think about. But now, outside of the job front, how are you going to take advantage of this incoming recession? And I know a lot of you are like, Felicia, it's like you're almost like you're speaking existence to the recession. No, honey. Twitter fingers and them folks over there, they doing what they do. And this stuff is cyclical. It's going to happen. It's historic. Like, look in the past and you can see what the future is going to have for us. It's just going to happen. And so every time this is coming, hopefully we get our financial house in order so that we can take advantage. So supposedly we got 6 to 18 months before the next recession hits. Now, hopefully by this time, I will be in a very good financial space, meaning, hell, hopefully by the time this airs, I will have a job offer in hand and I will be packing up my stuff and doing what I got to do to start a new job and make a new paycheck. And when I start working, I'm going to be very aggressive about saving my money, but not for what you think. See, I'm on a mission to build passive income. I'm hoping that the next recession will be a great opportunity for me to pick up some property on the cheap and the low, low. But in order to do that, I need to have cash saved and ready. So that's what I'm focused on. How do I get myself in a better financial position? What investments should I be looking to take advantage of because stock prices are low? Property is cheaper than what it should be. Like, how do I put myself in position to take advantage of that? So when the next boom comes after the recession, because that's going to happen too, all the assets I accumulated during the recession should quickly grow in value and put me in a better financial position. That's my thought process. So I want you to think about, what are you going to focus on to make your situation better when the recession ends and we go back into a boom time and a good economic time? The other thing I really want to focus on is getting rid of debt. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a business person. So debt is not a necessarily negative word. There are certain types of debt that aren't so bad, but
the debt that I have is not so great. It's called credit card debt. And I need to stop living the lifestyles of the highly levered. So that's the other thing I'll be working on before this recession hits, is getting my debt down, getting my assets up. So assets minus liability equals your net worth. Gotta get that up, y'all. So I want to challenge you to create your own plan and get intentional about creating your safety net against the upcoming recession. And then also how you're going to create opportunities and take advantage during the upcoming recession. Remember, like I said before, all this stuff is cyclical. So let's set ourselves up for our best possible outcomes this time. When you know better, you do better. All right, guys, we're gonna get out of here today. I just wanted to give y'all some few quick tips and share with you how I'm thinking about preparing for the next recession. The great thing is, in the next episode, you don't want to miss it. I'm going to be talking with an expert in the FIRE movement, and I'm so excited about this episode because I'm going to be implementing the tips, tricks, and tactics from that episode to set myself up for financial success. And let's face it, get my fuck you fund up, because it feels good when you know that at any time you could walk away. And it also takes pressure off of you, because if somebody's mistreating you or acting a fool, it's okay because you don't really need this job. As always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute strategy call with me to walk through your specific work situation. If you have a quick question or concern, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com. I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute career strategy conversation, or ask@trillmba.com, and you can submit your quick question, concern, or comment. So until next Sunday, you guys, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.